Thursday morning, we'd love to catch up with the General Manager of Singleton Council, Jason Lenane, to find out what is happening around the district. How are you, mate?
Yeah, going good, Bear. Trying to keep warm and trying to keep on top of things in this ever-changing world of ours at the moment.
Well, that's where I'd like to start. With COVID, there's a lot of things to consider as a council. You guys are on top of it?
Yeah, mate. Well, we're doing our best. It's very much a moving feast, as everyone realises.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're watching closely what's unfolding in Sydney and also across the regions now, across New South Wales. We're making sure we're right across the public health orders, making sure we're following those as best as we possibly can, working closely with all the other agencies in our town. So we know we need to be flexible. Our services continue to be provided. We are having to do them in a different way because of COVID. But our message to the community is, Still be in contact with us, still reach out to us. Our services are continuing. But we do ask people, if at all possible, to try and transact with us, try and relate with us in a remote sense, like in a remote way, like use phone, use email, use our website, those types of things.
Yes, absolutely. And if you have to come in, you got to wear a mask.
Yeah, absolutely. Got to wear a mask. QR code, like every business in New South Wales has to follow. And we have those 4 square metre rules in place as well. So no different than anybody else. We've been very innovative. Our staff are doing a wonderful job. Things are still trucking along. Yeah, it is difficult, but everyone's facing the same difficulties.
Yeah.
I like the saying, we're all in this together and we'll come through it together.
All right. Now let's talk about some fantastic news, which is some improvements at Cook Park.
Yeah, Cook Park. Wonderful story, this one, Bear. As part of the Resources for Regions program, we've been reaching out to all of our community because we really see this as a program not for council, but a program for our community. And we're really happy that the users of Cook Park, and it's a wonderful facility down there. We have AFL, we have netball, we have cricket, we have junior rugby league. We've got athletics about to move there as well. But one of the projects we're putting up in this next round of Resources for Regions is covered seating, because there's a significant lack of it down there at Cook Park. So we've got $700,000 allocated, which will go a long way to providing really good quality covered seating for all the mums and dads, the grandparents, the friends, the relatives who go down and watch their family play sport down at Cook Park, which, as I said, is a tremendous facility, and this will just make it even that little bit better.
It's going to make it a wonderful experience for everybody, being part of community sports, which is fantastic. Now, also, you guys are going to be putting on a few solar panels soon.
Yeah, we are. We are, mate. This is a really exciting project and very much in line with where we see our environmental responsibilities, but also our financial responsibilities. Did you know 1 in 5 homes in Singleton already have solar panels on their roofs, and over 300 every year are being placed upon?
I did not know that.
I didn't know it either until the other week. But so it's really impressive that people of Singleton are really taken to this whole thing around using that bright thing in the sky to provide them cheap power.
Yeah.
So our council's allocated $1 million, and we've got 12 of our highest users of energy. We're just about to start. Putting in solar panels, on those sites. It's going to reduce by bucket loads the amount of greenhouse gas emissions we have, but just as importantly, especially for those from the accountancy perspective, it's going to save us over $130,000 a year, which is money we can use to do other services for our community. So, yeah, something we're really excited about, something we're really proud of, and it comes straight on the follow straight away from the work we've done with replacing all our street lights with new LED lighting, which significantly improves the quality of light that's provided by our street lights, but also reduces maintenance costs, reduces usage costs, and reduces greenhouse gas emissions as well.
Well, well done to everybody on Singleton Council. Before I let you go, I've got to ask, do you think the Knights are a chance against the Roosters tomorrow night?
Oh, mate, I was sitting there looking at me footy tips yesterday afternoon, and I was actually gaining confidence, so I think I'm getting our spine back. But then I realised Mitch Pearce is out again, and Braden Best is not coming back this weekend either. So we're going to be up against it, but we were poor last week, so we need to bounce back.
Poor is one word for it last week. Although, who isn't poor against the Melbourne Storm?
Yeah, me and you have spoken about this before. It's just amazing, isn't it? Their consistency, their ability to consistently perform at such an elite level.
Yep.
It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
It's envious is what it is. Mate, good luck to your Knights. My Raiders are playing para tonight. I'm not sure what our chances are going to be. But nonetheless, we will catch up again and speak in a couple of weeks about what's doing around the Singleton LGA.
Thanks, Bear. All the best to you. All the best to the listeners. And everyone keep safe.